Welcome to Elia High Network One on YouTube.
DCPS Career and Technical Education.
I'm your host, Cooper Hanks.
I'm your host, Vivian Asman.
I'm your host, Ari Stedemeyer.
Did you know that Elia High Network has a new podcast in State of the Artist Studio?
Lock us in on Apple,
iHeart,
Spotify,
Pandora,
Google,
and Amazon Music.
Joining us as a guest on the show today is Instructional Superintendent Harry Hughes.
Our show topic is hashtag DCPS Proud.
Mr. Hughes, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Our first segment is Understanding Instructional Superintendent Mr. Harry Hughes.
Who or what inspired you to explore a career in education?
It's a great question. Actually, to be frank with you, no one inspired me to explore a career in education. I actually wanted to be a lawyer. I wanted to be either the lawyer who finds the secret witness at the very end and comes in and says, hey, look who I found, or I wanted to be a sports agent. I went to UVA. I studied history. Unfortunately, I didn't do well on the LSAT. LSAT is a test that you need to take to get into law school. So I decided to work a year in a law firm, and I hated it. It's the worst 2 years of my life. I realized that law wasn't for me. I was already at a crossroads in my career, which was odd because I was only like 23 years old, and I was just thinking about my past experiences. I've always been really good in school. And when I was at UVA, I had the opportunity to mentor a young man. So I like being around younger children. So I was like, well, why not maybe become a teacher? So I talked to a couple of educators I knew from back in the day. They were like, you should give it a shot. I think you'll like it. And I just gave it a shot, and here I am today.
Thank you. And like you said a little bit about earlier, you have a bachelor's degree in history from the University of Virginia, a master's degree in Educational Administration from Trinity University, and you participated in the Executive Master's and Leadership Program at Georgetown University McDonough School of Business. What strategies did you use to remain focused in school?
I set a schedule for myself. That was important because I am a procrastinator, so I think setting a schedule for myself was important. I wasn't afraid to ask for help when I needed it. While I found school to be easy, for the most part, there were times where I felt frustrated or I didn't understand content, so I was never scared to ask for help. I stuck to my schedule, and I just kept focused on why I was taking these classes in the first place, and it was to better myself for different reasons. So between my focus, my calendar, and asking folks for help, those are the three things that made me successful.
Great. Under your leadership at Tubman Elementary School, Tubman has seen steady and significant gains in both math and reading each year for the past 5 years. In your opinion, how can we continue to increase our PARC scores at Elia High Middle School?
Well, the first thing you need to do to increase your PARC scores is make sure that you all love coming to school. Like, attendance is the most important thing. You got to be here so we can teach you. And I found in my experiences, getting kiddos to love school is not always easy. So we got to figure out what we can do to make you feel connected to school. Because once you feel connected to school and you show up to school every day, that's half the battle. The other half of the battle is making sure that your teachers are prepared to teach you rigorous content and give you the opportunities to grapple with it. What that means is when I walk into classrooms, I don't want to hear silence. Unless you guys are taking a test, silence is not a good thing. When I walk into classrooms, I want to hear productive noise. That is you all getting an opportunity to speak to one another about the content in front of you, trying to figure things out together. Because if you're trying to figure things out together, it means that the content is rigorous. You all being able to explain the content to one another means you learned it, and that will help you continue to increase your PARC scores. So making sure you guys show up to school every day because you love school and you have the right content in front of you.
Okay. If you could select one word to describe your work ethic, what would it be and why?
Oh, I'm hardworking. Like, my philosophy is nobody's going to outwork me. Like, if you outwork me, it means you're an extremely hard worker because I work hard. I'm always willing to put in extra hours. I think with hard work, you see the benefits of your success. When you start to be successful, it actually makes you want to work even harder. So hard work is what I would describe to use, is the word I would use to describe my work ethic.
Thank you. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
This broadcast is being brought to you by Elliot Hine TV on Ustream.
The Dish with Knowledge Network.
I'm your host, Nora.
I'm your host, Tony.
I'm your host, Jade.
Our show topic today is hashtag DCPS Proud.
joining us as a guest on the show, Instructional Superintendent Harry Hughes.
Our first segment was Understanding Instructional Superintendent Harry Hughes.
Our second segment is Historic Enrollment Growth.
Chancellor Lewis D. Freebie announced that enrollment in DCPS surpassed 51 students for the first time since 2007. Why is this increase significant to the District of Columbia Public Schools?
Oh, yeah, and I need you guys to understand, I've been in D.C. for 20-plus years. For us to hit that enrollment number, it's amazing, 51,000 students. What that means on the surface is that more families are choosing to come to DCPS schools, that more families have faith in the school system, that we can properly educate their children. And the 51,000 is also important because the more students you have, the more financial resources you get, and the more financial resources you have at your disposal, the better the educational program you can have for children.
Most recent, Elliott High School received their School Improvement Award for DC Ed Fund and Counselor Phoebe. In your opinion, how can we continue our academic growth this year?
All right, so first, you all winning the School Improvement Award is a major deal. I mean, there are like 108, maybe 114 DC public schools. So for you all to be recognized out of all those schools is amazing. And I want to give kudos to Principal Magrino. Principal Magrino's fantastic principal, as well as your staff and all your teachers. So you guys, between your administrator and your teachers and staff, they're very strong people in place. So number one is making sure that those people remain in place. The second thing is making sure that you all love coming to school. You got to love coming to school because we need you here to educate you. And we got to make sure that we're teaching you the right thing so that we're putting the right content in front of you. And we're making sure that you all have the opportunity to grapple with that content. In other words, when I come into classrooms, I should be seeing you all talk about what you're working on. So between your administration and staff coming to school every day and making sure that the teaching and learning is happening, you guys should continue your upward trajectory.
Studying the topics of mathematics and science would encourage critical thinking, scientific reasoning, analyzing, evaluating, and the ability to solve quantifiable problems. In your opinion, why should we embrace those qualities as young adults?
Do you all want to get paid when you get older?
Yes.
You guys want to have a good job? You know, the highest paying jobs coming out of college right now are all STEM related jobs. Science, technology, engineering, mathematics. So number one, those skills that you just talked about, those are the skills you need to be necessary to be successful in STEM careers. If you're successful in STEM careers, you're gonna make a lot of money. Besides that, these are just qualities we need everyone to possess as young adults, so you can make sure that you make meaningful contributions to your community and to society after you get out of college.
We are going to take a quick break. We will be right back. This broadcast is being brought to you by Elliott High TV on Ustream.
And the District Knowledge Network.
I'm Lewis Emanuel.
I'm your host, Tony.
I'm your host, Amajay.
Our show topic today is DCPS Proud.
Joining us as a guest on the show, Instructional Superintendent Harry Hughes.
Our first segment was Understanding Instructional Superintendent Harry Hughes.
Our second segment was Historic Enrollment Growth.
Our third segment is Every Student, Every School, Every Day.
How do you teach yourself new skills to help you learn and grow in your field?
It's a fantastic question. So to answer this question, I want you guys to do me a favor, and I want you to think about who are the five people that you hang out with the most. All right, so the reason I ask you that is because you are the average of the five people that you hang out with the most. So in terms of me learning new skills, I hang out with people smarter than me. I hang out with people who are more experienced in education, who I know are super sharp, and I learn from them. I learn from them by asking questions, listening, just picking their brain, using them as thought partners. I also read a lot, especially educational magazines. I get a lot of knowledge that way, and then I try to put it into practice. But I think hanging out with super smart, hardworking people, for me, is the easiest way for me to learn new skills.
How do you make and stick to goals?
So in terms of making goals, you got to see where you want to be in the future. So I know where I want to be 5 years from now. So what I do is I think about where I want to be 5 years from now, and I backwards map what are the milestones that I need to hit to get to where I want to be 5 years from now. And then based on those milestones, those steps I need to take, I set long-term and short-term goals to get me there. So I think about what I want to do in the future. I set targets, and then I make goals around those targets. I also have a vision board at the house. You guys know what a vision board is?
Nah.
It's basically where you take about where you think about where you want to be in 5 years, and you put it on the board so you look at it every day. That also helps me stay focused.
Do you have any final thoughts for the students at Ellie and High Middle School?
Yes, I do. So my final thought for you all is go out there and conquer the world. So what I would say to you is be brave, be bold, do well in school, be nice to folks. Folks are willing to help you if you're nice to them. If you try your best in school, use all that knowledge to get to college and beyond. And like I said, man, go after your goals.
Mr. Hughes, thank you for being a guest on our show.
Thank you all so much for having me. I've enjoyed my time connecting with you all this morning.
This broadcast is being brought to you by Elliott Hine Network 1 on YouTube.
DCPS Career and Technical Education.
I'm your host, Amaj.
I'm your host, Emmanuel.
I'm your host, Tony.
Have a great day.